Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hey, everyone, podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, guys. Have a great time. Hope you had fun.
Rowan is showing me something he found on Reddit, because we love Reddit, and it's actually traumatizing. Max almost fell off his chair when he saw it. We actually don't talk about it. Maybe we put it on the Hot Nights Instagram. We'll set it to trend. Just do a little story.
Yeah. This is a really fun
it's
one.
It's a really good one.
And it's also a little podcast exclusive too, guys.
Guys, it happens. Listen to the podcast, get an exclusive. Fun show. We had Thong on from Masked Singer.
Thong.
Chris Thong got sent home. Sad vibes. And I also got very angry about Donald Trump.
Oh, but what's new, right?
Well, it hasn't been happening for a couple of years because he's f***ing away.
He is. He's gone. Hey, let's do a rage now.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Now, let's get into this.
Rage.
That's the
f***ing
issue.
What?
I'm taking off my puffer jacket because this is probably the angriest I have been about a rage topic, okay? So buckle up!
A buckle.
Okay, my issue is Venetian blinds.
Oh, no.
Venetian blinds. First and foremost Venetian blinds. You weren't even in Venice. I was in Venice in April. I didn't see one Venetian blind. So first of all, you're setting yourself with a lie, with a misrepresentation of who you are. Second, they all have shutters. They all have shutters in Venice. All shutters. Yeah. No Venetian blinds. Maybe some Roman. They also are very ugly. So even with your lack of functionality, you are very ugly. So first of all, on first appearance, wrong name, wrong look. Why are you put anywhere? Third of all, you are put for some reason on every window in my 1920s apartment. Put a curtain on! Someone at one point has taken down curtain rods from 1925 and put up 1981 Venetian blinds. Why? Also, why are you cream in colour? Why aren't you white? Now down to the nitty gritty. Why don't you work? Why don't you work?
Bloody work.
Every night I have to swing my body left to right, hoping that I will reach the correct millimeter, the correct location of the silly hook, the stupid hook in the Venetian blinds.
Oh, yeah.
I pull it so hard that often they fall down on me.
They do.
Come off the wall and they fall down on me. They block out light. They don't block out light at all. But they don't. They actually have slivers of light every day. And also when you pull them up, they go on a silly little angle. Why? What's the point? What's the point of the angle? There's no point in the angle. Actually, she got up in one swift movement. Who invented them?
Yep.
Who is lying? Why are they so ugly? When I go to sleep at night, I think, God, I have to put the bloody Venetian blinds down because they take forever. Walter gets scared. Walter hates it. At this point, I had to jump up onto my sideboard to do the Venetian blinds up, and I have to pull it and hear the click. Even with the click, it doesn't go down. How comes I have to do this? I have to walk back, a meter back from my blinds, and I have to swing it around like I'm doing a shot put or a hammer throw in order to get this done. I'm not in the Commonwealth Games.
No.
I'm not winning gold for Australia. Actually, there should be a game for Venetian blinds. Or they should be banned from the world because they're so ugly, they don't work, and they're not functional. Why is it? Also, they're lying with a name. I hate you, Venetian blinds. I hate you. If you're renovating a house and you put Venetian blinds in, there is something deeply wrong with you. You have no taste and you actually don't care about yourself or your own mental health. So I'm actually done with you. Venetian blinds, I'm actually thinking of going home tonight and tearing them down, going to IKEA tomorrow and putting curtains in because I'm really angry about this one.
Can we actually get a video of you pulling them down? Because I'd like to see that.
I hate them so. I hate them so every day. I think who, what, why are they in my kitchen? Why are they on my doors? Why are they everywhere? And why are they cream? Why aren't they white? Why are they cream?
Because I see with Venetian
blinds, they're so ugly.
They get to a little bit where you actually, you know, this there is a sweet spot, but you know the sweet spot. So you,
but
you
there shouldn't need to be a sweet spot on something I do every day, twice a day.
Yeah.
There shouldn't need to be a sweet spot. It should be it's like a normal, every other blind, every other light filtration system has an actual logic behind it.
It does, yeah.
Except for Venetian blinds. Also, why do you have to swish them all down? Also, which way is the correct way? You have light through both ways when you switch them. I'm so done with them. I'm actually like, it makes me so angry. So just know out there, if you're a Venetian blinds dealer, your days are numbered.
He's coming for
I'm
you.
Done.
You sweating, you're all right?
I'm actually really angry about the Venetian blinds.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
The Masked Singer.
Everyone, The Masked Singer. Again. Was on last night. And again, we have money to give away because we are giving.
We are giving. Abby actually stole it from Husey's back pocket just so we could have some money to give away.
Yeah, so I risked my job
yep.
and my friendship with David Hughes
yeah.
To get you $500. So...
Absolutely. Get ready for the crazy new masks and crazy big celebrities. The Masked Singer, 7:30 Sunday on 10.
And everyone, to test whether you were watching, because we want you all to watch. Obviously, it's a great show, and also I'm on it. So, like,
makes
you
sense.
Know, I want it to get renewed next year. So, we asked you a little question about the show last night. So, we've got someone here.
Yeah, who we got?
Hello, Tommy.
Oh, come
Tommy,
here.
Tommy,
there, Tommy, what's
Tommy.
Going on?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my
Hello.
God, Tommy, thank God. Say exactly where you are.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, God, we almost lost you and you almost lost a $500 straight
there,
from David
Tommy?
Hughes' pocket.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, I have a question for you, right?
Yes.
Who did the panel guess Thong was?
Ruby Rose, Iggy Azalea and Bindi Irwin.
You got all of them. We only needed one.
You don't get $1,500. You don't get $2,000, Tommy, but you do get $500.
Oh,
you beauty.
Well done, Tommy. I'm so proud of you. Are you going to get some better reception with the $500?
Oh, absolutely.
You there?
Change phone plans with it. All yep. right. Love
Thank
you, Tommy.
You.
Bye, Tommy.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Time to play
Chattergories. Chattergories. Here is what happens, everyone.
Yep.
We love doing it. You know why? Because I always win. There are three Chattergories. The first is the Chattergory. It is my Chattergory. The Chattergory. I am the person who created, well, not created the name Chatfield, but it was bestowed upon me the name Chatfield, and we have used that
yeah.
to make a game named after me. So therefore, obviously, the first Chattergory is mine.
Radio.
Okay. Now, it's whatever I want it to be. It could be what I had for dinner. Which was grilled, by the way. That
yeah,
was
could,
a bit of an extra
be.
Little a little hint from me. Or it could be about my mom, or it could be, you know, like just like world events. Who knows?
Yeah.
Second category is the contestants category. It's whatever they like, but within reason, I have to have access to that information.
Oh,
it can't
you.
Be about your dinner because I don't know what you have for dinner, so that's really unfair. The third category is a mystery category. It's a surprise category from the producers. Spend yeah. a lot of time thinking about it. They spend hours a day thinking about what the category is going to be.
Takes up all their time. Yeah.
All
if
the
you
time.
Win, if you beat the Chatfield at Chattergories, a $200 iconic voucher coming your way, save 20% on winter essentials. When you spend $50 at theiconic.com.au, T's and C's apply.
Absolutely. All right, let's start. I'm ready to win. Sarah, there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, hang on. That was, you there? It's almost like you're just trying to dismiss this, Abby.
I wasn't dismissing it. I'm ready to roll.
Are you ready to roll, Sarah?
Sun-kissed.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Have you had a sun kiss today, Sarah?
No.
Interesting.
Very interesting. It's like Abby's Gatorade.
It's my sun kiss, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me.
All right.
Have you had any soft drinks, Sarah?
Oh, I'm a sugar-free Red Bull kind of girl.
Sugar-free doesn't get you going. Doesn't get you going. The Red Bull does.
Red Bull, though, gets you up and about,
yeah,
doesn't it?
So true. Well, Sarah, I'm nervous. Now with the sugar-free Red Bull.
It might be sugar-free, but she has the half-litre can.
True. Imagine.
Good on you, Sarah. All right. Question number one is Abby's category. It is not Red Bull, unfortunately for you, Sarah. It is The Masked Singer AU Season 4. Okay, the one Abby's on. Here comes the question.
Have you seen it, Sarah?
No.
Interesting, Sarah. Interesting. Crack.
A bit of a rookie mistake, really.
Rookie error, yeah. Sarah.
Oh, you're a poet. Mm-hmm. Here comes the question. Name one of the masks that have
Sarah?
Yes, Sarah.
The song.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. That's brave from you jumping in there, Sarah, because my cadence was very good on that one.
It was very scary. It was very scary.
Oh, Sarah. You know what? Sarah. Fortune favours the brave
and
in
the
categories.
Red Bull.
Have you had one today, though, Sarah?
Yeah, just the one, though.
Oh,
half a litre is still a lot of Red Bull. All right.
Playing it easy.
Question number two is Sarah's category.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm looking at it now, and I don't think you know it, Abby. Sheep farming. Don't look at me like that.
The furthest west I had gone until the start of the year was Newtown.
Okay.
Which is in West Sydney.
Knowing Newtown, though, that's the type of town that they might actually, someone might have a sheep in their house and they might do farming to make some wool sweaters.
An artisan one.
Yes, an artisan one. That is there in Newtown. Here comes the question, Sarah. You get this one right, $200 to the iconic. Well deserved. True or false? Sheep can only produce wool. Yeah.
True. Was it 50-50? What was the question?
It was a 50-50. I'll finish the question. Can only produce wool for a maximum of 6 years.
Oh, it's obviously false. It's
Go on, Sarah.
False.
It is false. Wow.
Sarah, how many years is it?
It's for their whole lifetime.
They could do wool forever.
They keep wooling. I see that,
forever
Sarah.
Forever wooling.
Sarah, well done. Sarah,
thank you.
Well done. Because you know what? You were very brave at the start and then you kept your cool for the second one. Whereas I had a lot of cowardice at the start.
Yep.
And then I panicked from insecurity in the second one. So
well done, Sarah.
To be honest, I had a bit of a side of fake it till you make it, but we've made it.
You made it. And go enjoy a second Red Bull.
100%. You've earned it, babe. Don't put the sugar in it though. Sugar free only for you, isn't it? Hey?
Yep.
Good on you, Sarah. Maybe you get $200 of Red Bull on the Iconic. They sell everything. It's great. But don't forget, 20% off winter essentials when you spend $50 at theiconic.com.au. DM at Hot Nights with Abby, your expert category. Maybe you have a chance to beat the chat field. But I know for a fact when she loses, she comes back harder next time.
Yep, so sorry.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
All right. I'm loving you.
Sorry, what was that?
Little Macca's opener.
Is it a real Macca's opener?
Da 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 da.
Was it like a Justin Timberlake one?
It was one of them.
I thought we'd get a whistle,
but then I heard that before the show and went, that's real jazzy. I'm playing
it. Really jazzy, but it was very confusing to me. It's definitely giving JT.
Okay, well, take it up with Kai.
Kai, what was that? I'm so confused. It was fun.
Yeah, it's JT. Trin looks mad. Are you right? What's wrong? Yeah, is that a
it's
yes?
It's kind of like Katy Perry's menu log, but it's Justin Timberlake's I'm Loving It.
Okay, gosh.
Bunch, bunch, bunch.
Must be a real, bunch, must be a real bunch, thing bunch, in New Zealand because Trin looks at me.
Bunch. Yeah, like we killed her firstborn.
Like we killed her firstborn.
She's literally like, how do you not know? Justin Timberlake obviously did this.
She's committed the blood of her firstborn to Abby Chatfield because of JT and that.
Because of JT. So, sorry, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, hang on. Have we got a story we're meant to be talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just apologising to JT before we continue. Actually, I'm not apologising to him because he actually helped gaslight Britney Spears the rest of the world. But that's a whole different conversation.
But we are apologising to Trin because...
Sorry, Trin. Not Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, not Timberlake. Sorry, Trin.
Anyway, so Macca's...
Oh, yeah.
So everyone, there has been some drama at a McDonald's drive-thru. And no, it's not a bunch of teens just having a little vape. And the cops coming by.
Trying to go through in an office chair.
Yeah, through 14-year-olds having a little vapey vape.
In the car park.
In the car park going, kids, what are you doing? When they get their little milkshake. The cops get the milkshake.
Got to be a customer.
It's not that, everyone. It's actually a real drama. Basically, someone went to a drive-thru and they ordered 6 nuggies. Nummies. Love nuggies. And maybe they tried the curry sauce that we tried a couple of weeks ago, which was amazing. Cool. Also, this isn't sponsored, by the way, believe it or not.
Not SponCon.
And they got to the end of the drive-thru and they opened up their nuggies, hoping there would be a crisp, hot chicken like substance in batter to dip into a sauce of their choosing, bite into, have steam burst out and go, I'm loving it. That's what they thought.
Can you be careful? It's only 7:40. It's not 8:40. Mm.
Well, that's what they thought was going to happen. But unfortunately, they put their hands in and slime. Now, slime? You weren't in there. It wasn't Rowan.
I wasn't in there.
It wasn't Sluggy. It was actually slimy onions. Well, I don't know if they were slimy, but I would say onions are slimy.
Slumions.
They look like Nummy's onions. They look fresh onions.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, she didn't order a box of onions, did she? Now, we have theories on what happened.
You go first.
Well, on 13 1060, give us a call to tell us your theories, because I'm sure you need some time to think about it. She's left the drive-thru and she's got a box of onions. What do you think happened? I think what's happened is, and Trin actually agrees with me.
Okay.
Someone was prepping something.
Yep.
And they've had too many onions and they've put them in that box to remember to use onions first. Or actually, I've now thought they've chopped up fresh onions, put them in like a plastic container, and those are the first in, first out onions. Because at McDonald's, I've worked there before, you have first in, first out procedure, where obviously the first thing that goes in the fridge is the first thing that comes out.
Right.
So everything is fresh. I reckon they put those aside. They're part of a different batch of onions.
All right.
And they are then putting them, just using them on the side until they're out of that box. That's a little container that's close to whatever. Then they've given them that box of nuggets instead of six nuggets.
I reckon that's wrong. I reckon someone, you kind of had two theories. I've kind of got two theories. My first theory is that I reckon one, someone has ordered a side of onions, because you can order a side of anything. You can order like a side of bacon. You can order a side. Like you can actually order. I've seen people do it with their dogs. Get a couple of beef patties. They put them in the box they use is the nuggets box. And I reckon they've put it down. Someone wanted extra onions. Don't know why. I wouldn't know. They've put it there on the pass. You call it pass in Macca's, on the little throw pass, whatever they call it. Someone's seen the box, picked it up, not looked, and done that. Or.
They would have written onion on it.
No, it would just have a grill slip, maybe. Like one of those grill slips.
It would have been a grill slip.
But you know what? Maybe they missed it. Or second, it's late at night and the boys, you know, it's normally the boys are naughty, playing tricks on someone, just fill it up with onions, see what happens. That's something I would do. It'd be funny as.
But then you have to deal with the angry customer.
Well, you gaslight them. I didn't do that.
And you just say, oh, we didn't know it was onions. We thought it was nuggets.
Yeah, we put six onions in there.
Also, everyone, if it was a side of my, I understand it makes kind of sense, but
the side of onion works.
But it's like three large handfuls of onions.
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's not just like a sprinkle of onions. It's like two whole onions.
It's the onions you'd put in like one of those like Grand Angus burgers or the ones with lettuce. Not like a cheeseburger, little onions.
No, it's full on sliced onions, and also it's enough for a large mushroom risotto. Like, what's going on?
I mean,
I think it's a prep situation.
Yeah.
It's a prep mistake.
Could be a prank.
Give us a call on 13 1060. What do you think is happening? Because I am on Trin's side. If you work at Macca's, great. If you're a Macca's customer, also great.
Yeah.
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast. I'm loving it.
That's JT for sure.
I hate it so much.
You what?
I hate that so much. I'm loving it. What is that? What is that?
JT.
That is so bad. I wonder how much they spent on that.
So much.
Oh my God. I love you, Macca's, but like, I don't need Justin Timberlake telling it Macca's. I'm going to get it regardless.
I don't know if that's one of the new Macca's. Hang on. We're
I'm loving it.
I was trying the wrong Macca's. Kai, you're not in trouble. It's just fun.
Kai, it's not Kai's fault. He didn't get Justin Timberlake in the studio for $10 million and force him to sing that. He would have been paid so much money to sing that. And for what? To have me, a girl from Australia, a reality TV contestant from Australia, laugh at it? I'm loving it.
If you missed it, we were talking about...
I have so many things that I said about that, but we're going to move on.
We were talking about a lady in Canberra who went through the drive-thru and instead of getting six nuggets, was given a box in a nugget box of just onions.
Maybe it was Scott Morrison getting some onions to cook a little chicken curry.
Oh, with the undercooked chicken. Maybe.
Sorry, ScoMo.
So we asked you guys, 13 to 60, what actually happened, do you reckon? What do you reckon? We all got theories. What do you reckon? Hello, Sarah.
Sarah.
Hello.
What happened, babes?
Hello. A couple of years ago, a similar thing actually happened to me. I went to Hungry Jack's and I ordered a burger. And when I opened it, it was a burnt bun and onion. And I feel like maybe they put their burnt stuff in a box and it just got mixed up.
Oh,
but see, these aren't burnt, Sarah. These are fresh onions.
Fresh onions.
Oh, okay.
These look good.
No, mine were completely like, ugh, yeah. They
Yours
were
was
black
like,
as.
Right, so it was everything was burnt. They've put some scraps to the side to put in the bin later and they've given it to you because I thought we want to start some trouble with Sarah tonight.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
And when you went back, did they have an explanation?
No, they said, we have no idea what happened and I ended up getting my money back in a free meal.
Gaslight.
Great.
Yeah, if you ever just get stuck, gaslight. That's basically what Sarah said.
All right, James, what do you think happened?
Oh,
James.
Sorry.
You're right.
Oh, hey there. How's it going? Hey,
yeah, good, babe. Good. What happened?
I actually know the exact answer because I worked at McDonald's in the kitchen 10 years ago when I was 16.
Hey.
Hell yeah, James. So I was on the front counter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not privy to this information.
Kitchen's better. And everyone knew that, yeah.
Yeah, they made women go on the front. Anyway.
No comment.
Keep going, James. Don't fall for the trap, brother.
True.
So, essentially, yeah, in McDonald's, as you know, you get a lot of weird requests. Sometimes you just get requests for like a whole bunch of pickles or just like a sauce by itself. And we would put those actually in the 6 nugget boxes. Mm. Usually what you do is you slap a sticker on the top or a form on the top saying that this is just pickles by themselves or some way you sort of signify that this box is not nuggets, but something
right.
else.
But they've, Rome was right. So,
right.
So they've missed.
Which is what you're saying.
They've so missed the slip.
The slip has fallen off, and then one of the front staff has picked that up, assuming it's sort of nuggets and put in a bag.
In a panic. Rowan's right.
That's a nightmare.
That's actually awful. But has anyone ever ordered just onions?
I've gotten some weird requests. Someone requested a quarter pounder, but with 8 meat patties.
Oh.
Pounder. Oh.
Double pounder.
Two pounder.
A double pounder.
And do you think it was for some sort of eating challenge? Maybe for some radio gig?
Maybe they were like a bodybuilder getting the protein. I don't know.
Maybe. And maybe the onions just, Shrek.
Maybe Shrek went through and ordered the onions.
And they gave it to his Fiona.
We got to get out of this break, don't we?
Da-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Now, I was hoping I would never have to speak of this man ever again.
Oh, yeah.
I hate him so much. I hate him. Probably, he's my third most hated person in the world.
Who's the most hated?
My ex-stepdad.
Okay.
Then Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Then
you hate Tate more
Trump.
Than Trump. Yeah. I don't think you would hate anyone more than Trump other than
my ex-stepdad.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's an equal. I think because Trump now is a sad little cretin at his silly little golf club.
Yes.
Golf, doing silly little things, probably going to die soon. And, Andrew Tate has 4.3 million followers. So very concerning. Everyone unfollow him. Anyway, so Trump has destroyed some documents. And basically, there was a story that he had destroyed documents. And obviously, that is illegal because as the president, it is the public's documents. It's not Trump's. Trump can't do what he wants, even though he thought he could. He encouraged him to storm the Capitol. He, did very illegal things. He encouraged sexual assault. He was a great president all around. But he also destroyed documents. So apparently this included letters from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, apparently referred to as love letters.
What?
About how much they just loved each other.
What?
And, respected each other, I presume.
Strange.
But when this story broke, he actually referred to the reporter who broke the news as a maggot.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Her name is Maggie. I don't know if that was a little play on names or if he just was being a hideous cretin as per usual. Probably both.
Probably both.
Or is he smart enough? I don't know. But also I'd love that we can speak of him this aggressively now because when he was president, he'd be like, you have to respect the president.
But now gone.
All right. Well, he's gone, and he also tried to destroy democracy. So, well done, everyone. I hate him so much.
Really, there's a hatred there, isn't it?
There should be a lot of hatred with anyone's heart but Donald Trump. But there's photos being found of notes in a toilet that Maggie took. Iconic from Maggie. Always get evidence.
Always.
And it's handwritten notes that have been ripped up and flushed down the toilet, and it's in his iconic black Sharpie.
Wow.
But I mean, I definitely believe that he did this, but it's very funny that he ripped them up and flushed them in a toilet that not only that like others have access to.
I was just thinking, would he not do it in his personal private toilet?
Why is he doing it in the general toilet, the public toilet
that the press can get to?
And also, why isn't he, if they're that important to get rid of, why isn't he burning them?
Shredding them, at least.
At least shred them. Shred them, put some clag glue together, make a papier-mâché piñata.
And hit it.
And then hit it, and then no one will think anything of it. Instead, this man is lacking common sense so much that he ripped them up into probably quarters. You can read full words on here. And put them in the toilet. I'm not sure he even flushed. I don't know what he was doing.
He wouldn't flush. No way would he flush.
No way. But, you know, this is the reason why it's a big deal. It's because destroying White House documents is a crime under several statutes that make it a crime to destroy government property.
Yeah, probably fair.
The president does not own the records generated by his own administration. The definition of presidential records is broad. Trump's own notes to himself could qualify, and destroying them could be criminal destruction of government property. So,
oh, my God. His own notes.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Let's hope he gets in a lot of trouble. But our question is more fun than my hate for Trump.
Definitely more fun.
And that is, everyone, what have you dropped on the toilet?
You ever dropped a phone?
Have you ever dropped, I've dropped a mic pack on set.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Down the toilet. Yep. Oh, they're expensive.
Not good.
They're too.
Really, and you feel bad because usually like the soundos, like they buy their, it's their own equipment. They kind of like, vibes. Yeah. So that's good. Dropped a sound, a mic pack down a toilet, because obviously you forget that you have them on, you pull your pants up. Oh, down the toilet.
Yeah.
I've
dropped my phone in there once, but you know, the new iPhones are okay. Just, you know, you have to just give them a wipe, obviously. I wouldn't lick it, but like, you know, you make sure you clean it a bunch of times.
With what substance? Because this is the hard thing. How do you clean something?
With like an alcohol.
Good one.
I got the ones, you know, for the glasses, good the one. Alcohol wipes.
Of course.
I had friends in Canada that was like trying to get rid of, like, he was being a naughty boy. He was getting rid of some like girls' undies and decided that he needed to flush them.
No.
And it clogged everything. Oh. And then it all just came up, including the undies.
Was he cheating on someone?
Yeah.
And he put them down the toilet.
The toilet, because he thought that was a good place to put it. Silly.
I don't think I've ever intentionally flushed something because I just think I'll put it in the bin.
Yeah, you just
go to the bin.
If you'd hidden it in the bin, it would have been all right.
Yeah, just put it in the bin. Anyway. You
flushed it, mate.
131060, what have you dropped or put down the toilet?
We want to know. We'll take your calls. Up the grade, David.
131060.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Speaking of south of the border. Toilet chat.
Was that intentional?
Of course it was. I'm just like that. I'm built different, baby.
Built different. So the human shit stain of society that is Donald Trump, the worst person to ever exist. I hate him so much. I actually don't know if we can do Trump slash. I can easily transition from Trump chat to fun chat because he makes me so angry. And speaking about him again, you know, 2-3 years after his presidency ended has really brought back some anger for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, haha. He dropped some things down the he tried to flush some documents. Classic. Yet another crime he's committed that he won't be prosecuted for. Yet another one. Great.
Another one.
Anyway, so we thought it'd be funny to ask you, what have you done down the toilet? It's radio.
Yeah. Gotta make it radio.
So angry. I hate that man. Barbara, do you also hate Donald Trump? And also, what have you flushed down the toilet?
Donald Trump's a waste of energy.
He is, absolutely. Go. And what have you dropped down the toilet?
2 phones in 2 months.
Oh, no.
Intentionally?
No, just a particular pair of white shorts. Oh. Whites at Macca's, wearing those shorts. The phone fell out of the back pocket.
It's time to flush the white shorts. Get them gone. Get them out of your life. They bring negative energy.
Yeah.
Not good, Barbara. Marley, what did you drop down the toilet?
Oh, I don't know if you want to know. It was my car keys.
Okay.
And it was the number two, so I was sitting on the dunny and then I stood up and then the keys have fallen out to me pocket.
And then on top of the
bloody earth. But I had no option, just like 2 seconds, grab the keys, wash them, and then that was that.
But what about your fingernails? Like, did you like?
I kept it in there. I kept all in the nails.
You left it in your nails. You didn't wash your nails.
Of course I did.
Well, I don't know, mate. You're telling the story.
Nah, I had to.
I think we should stop with the story.
So
I think we should stop with the story.
It wasn't good.
Is there toilet paper as well down there?
That's not good, mate.
Yeah, like it happened. Just got the keys, washed them, and then
that's all right.
Yeah, it was over.
Okay.
Pretty shit.
Pretty shit. Oh, well, I'm glad you fixed it, Marley. Good. Hello, Simone.
Hey, mate.
What'd you drop down the toilet, doll?
I was in an airport about to fly home. They called my flight, went to the toilet, and dropped my Pandora charms in the toilet.
Not the Pandora charms.
Including bracelet or just charms?
Just the charms.
Had you been yet, or were you like...
Yes, yeah. I got up and was pulling my pants up, and I heard them... tink, tink into the toilet. I'm like, no.
And were the Pandora charms worth trying to retrieve, or were they already gone?
Like, I had literally just got them for my birthday that weekend, and they were like $80 charms each, and there was three of them in there.
Oh, no. So did you get them?
Yeah, thankfully I got them.
Bare hands?
It was not a...
You barehanded,
yes.
Simone?
Yes, I had to. Yes.
Oh, no. Nice. And then you were on the flight with wee hands?
Yeah.
Oh. Wee hat might be wee hands.
Was it just wee hands?
Thankfully, I had wee hands.
Thankfully,
I had lots of hand sanitizer.
Don't know if sanitizer's going to cut it.
Maybe just a saw to cut your hands off.
Jesus. All right, Hayley, what did you drop down the toilet?
Mine wasn't me. Mine was my son, who was like one at the time,
mm-hmm.
And my son's father, so my partner at the time, he was going to the toilet just doing a wee,
mm-hmm.
and as he flushed. My son dropped my AirPods down the toilet.
They went down
the toilet. They're in the flush cycle.
So expensive. They're so expensive.
Yep. Pros?
So they were never to be seen again.
Oh, au revoir, AirPods. We hardly knew ye.
Toodaloo.
Yep, so I will never let my son live that
down.
No. Toodaloo to the poo. I mean, to the AirPod Pro. You reckon?
Someone just DM'd me saying... you should get your facts straight about Donald Trump. I just heard you on the radio talking shit. Get it right. All right, babe, hasn't been president for 3 years, so calm down, Geordie. Can't wait to roast your Instagram stories later.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
The Masked Singer.
Oh, babes, another episode. Three in a row. Can you believe how lucky we are to have three episodes in a row?
We are so lucky, and we're also so lucky to have TVs in the studio.
I know, because we can watch it and we have closed captions on, and often I drift off while you're doing your jazzy things and I think, God, I look so pretty.
that's not new, is it?
No, it's not. But it's nice to see me at my peak with full hair and makeup and studio lighting.
I did like the yellow. The yellow the other night was really
vibes.
Good.
Did you like
really
the butterfly
good?
Last night?
Yeah,
pink butterfly.
Loved it.
Yeah, very different, very unusual. So we had another unmasking last night.
Yes.
Gorgeous thong.
Thongy.
Here's... their gorgeous song they sung. Gorgeous song and gorgeous thong.
You can say gorgeous thong.
Gorgeous thong. What a gorgeous thong.
Sung pink.
I wish thong sung the thong song.
Thong. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good though. Good
Very
voice.
Good. And,
great voice.
And it was, let's hear the reveal now to show everyone who it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take it off.
And we have Pia Miranda here right now. Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you feeling after finally being able to tell your friends and family that you were, in fact, the thong?
Well, look, honestly, I was a little bit cool at school pickup today.
Oh, my God.
It was all worth it just for that.
Like, were the kids loving it?
Well, my daughter's in high school, so I was like, it could go either way, mm-hmm, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
She was cool about it, but, pickup today was really cute.
Oh, that's so good.
I know.
Oh, well, I have to ask, though, like I just said, I really wanted Thong to sing the Thong song. Was that ever in the repertoire? Or
I know. I thought that. But, you know, they sort of just give you your songs and I just went with what they gave me. So it might have come up later. But, yeah, I got Footloose and Pink.
Oh, I mean, what was next?
Bachelor Girl. I think if I didn't go home on Pink, I was going home on Bachelor Girl.
What's Bachelor Girl?
You know, it's like this old song, Buses and Trains. Do you know it?
Maybe you can give me a little something, something, a little live thong.
You know, hey, mama, didn't you tell me? You know that song?
No, I have no idea. I guess I'll play it on the way home. I think, honestly, you would have gone home after that because I would have gone, what was that? What was that song? No, not the performance, but I would have gone. I would have gone. I would have been trying to click along and mouth random words to pretend that I knew the song. So, Pia, none of us guessed you. How do you feel about that?
I think that the clues were quite random, but then if I go back and look at them, there were some cute little Easter eggs in there.
Mm.
I saw online a lot of people were picking some Survivor players, and I know you picked Khan, and I laughed about that because I thought, well, she's picked up on something Survivor-y.
Yes.
But it was really fun that you didn't pick me, because then I knew that Chrissy would be like, what? I took off my mask because we grew up together.
Yeah, so you and Chrissy grew up, and Chrissy was so upset. She was like, we grew up together. How did I not figure out this was you?
I thought Chrissy was meant to be quite good at the clues, and she missed that one.
No, she is very good. I think she goes to the vibe guess, and often they're right.
Okay.
But I think with this, maybe because she was too close to you, she wasn't. It's kind of like you don't think of those in your inner circle, you know?
It's true. And also, I was a bit like, I mean, at one point, I think you guys thought there was a child in there, so I don't think you're going to guess it was a 50-year-old.
Yeah, I did think at one point, how funny would it be if it was Hughie's kid? Like, how funny would it be if, or Chrissy's child? Yeah, and because there was a I love you, Hughie. Call me Hughie on the back of your thong. At one point, I was like, he was like, who do I know? Who do I know? And I was like, your kids are that size, right? So your size definitely confused us. But you mentioned Survivor before. What was harder, Survivor or The Masked Singer? I think I know the answer.
It's Survivor. I mean, in The Masked Singer, they give you snacks. There's a toilet. There's no one scheming and plotting to destroy you. So it was a lot easier. It was lovely. People made me cups of tea. I mean, it was a joy.
What a divine experience. Nice. So we loved seeing you perform. You were such a joy.
Thank you.
I loved Little Thong, and you were so great. Thanks so much, Pia.
Thanks. Bye.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
There are hundreds of thousands of communities with real feelings and real opinions from real people. Find your people on Reddit. I've been doing some Redditing.
Because we love Reddit for various reasons.
Yeah, various reasons. I have one very niche reason I like.
So do I, but I'm going to gatekeep it.
And I'm gatekeeping it as well.
Yeah, so we're actually gatekeeping.
Not going to gatekeep this one, though.
No, this is an equally fun one.
It is a subreddit. It's called Stupid Food.
Okay, so like silly little fun combinations.
Stupid food, pretentiousness, on a plate without the plate.
Okay.
So
what does that mean?
Well, it just means silly food, stupid food.
Pretentiousness. Okay, so it's pretentious.
On a plate but without the plate. Very pretentious. Like this one. Okay. Ever heard of a spooky?
No. That something immediately comes to mind. If you...
Oh.
Yeah.
Spooky is like a chocolate chip cookie with Spam in it. So spooky. So there's ham in the middle of the cookie.
Why would anyone want that?
It's a spooky.
It's revolting.
This other one down here, the second one I've got here, it says, got served baked beans with marshmallows today.
I've never had baked beans.
Never had baked beans ever?
I refuse.
Why? They're delicious.
I don't like tomato sauce.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Never had a Jaffle?
I've had Jaffle with spaghetti.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
like actual spaghetti bolognese.
That's similar, though. Spaghetti.
No, but it's not tomato sauce.
How about this one?
Not canned spaghetti.
This one's called a cheese skirt burger. So there's so much cheese on the burger that it comes off the bone. You know when cheese.
Nummies.
Yes,
that's nummies.
So you see when like the cheese goes on the grill, it gets all crispy? Like the burger has a skirt.
Nummies. I used to put cheese on the outside of my toasties.
That's what it is. Basically, cheese
nummies,
toasty skirt.
Nummies, nummies.
Next one here, a golden glizzy.
Well, that sounds like
an
adult performer's name.
It's a hot dog with the golden edible gold foil on the outside of the hot dog.
So it's so expensive, but it's just a hot dog.
Yeah.
That's kind of nummies, and that's really luxe.
This one
it's
here,
like what Mariah Carey would have at a Yankees game or something.
She'd 100% have a Golden Glizzy.
Yeah.
And this next one on Stupid Food Reddit.
Oh, looks nummies.
It's a cheeseburger casserole. So it's just
that
kind
looks
of
yum.
It's just kind of the mince, but then it's got the cheese on top. There's no like, you know, a lasagna, there's just like a, or even a shepherd's pie, there's like the mince. And then there's like, it's like a mince, and then there's like, you know,
crisp
sheet,
on top.
But yeah, this is just full mince.
Have you had a cheeseburger spring roll, I'm presuming?
Oh.
So nummies.
Yum!
So nummies. I love a cheeseburger spring roll, and I would love, are the recipes involved or just showing?
No, it's just showing.
All right. I'm sure but I could find a recipe.
You could go on subreddit, r/recipes, and you'd find one.
So true, Rowan. You can find everything on Reddit. It's a community for you.
Yeah, find your people on Reddit.
Hot Nights Podcast.
For another night, we're having fun and we're doing the singing.
I really want you to learn how to do my click thing. Oh, try yeah. now. Ready? Oh, no, yeah. Both hands. So long, farewell, Avidas and adieu.
I don't know it. I don't know it.
To you and you and you. It took weeks in the jungle learning it with no other stimulus. Just me in my hands.
It's got a lot of stimulus here.
Max, guys, I'm gonna teach you off air, and we're gonna come back tomorrow, and we're gonna do it properly.
Tomorrow on the show,
Poutinator.
Superstar singer, Grammy Award winning, sex icon that is Charlie Puth. The
doesn't really matter to me. All right,
I think it does. Bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-